From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The CBO Group, a group of nonpartisan budget and analysts and economists, released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million to a total of 41 million in 2018. By 2026, that number would reach 52 million compared to 28 million if Obamacare were to remain in place. The health law adopted in 2010 was a signature program for Obama and brought coverage to 20 million people who previously lacked insurance. British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to address Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union. May is still awaiting one final step, the consent of Queen Elizabeth, but that could come as early as Tuesday. After that, she will be free to formally notify the EU. She is triggering Article 50 of the bloc's treaty, which covers how a member can withdraw. A May spokesman said Monday that she is not likely to make that move until the end of this month. This is VOA News. Turkey is stepping up its rhetoric of threats against the Netherlands. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. Political columnist Semih Idiz of Al Monitor website says the dispute has reached unprecedented levels.
I think it is very serious because words and remarks have been exchanged that have never been exchanged before.
Despite Erdogan's tough rhetoric, no concrete steps have been taken. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Two members of the United Nations panel of experts for the Democratic Republic of Congo kidnapped on Sunday are still missing. Congolese Communication Minister Lambert Mende told VOA on Monday night. A statement issued earlier by the DRC government revealed that Michael Sharp, an American, and Zahida Catalan, a Swedish citizen, as well as four Congolese nationals accompanying them, had fallen into the hands of negative forces which have not yet been identified in the province of Kasai Central. On Monday night, Mende told VOA that Congolese security forces and MONUSCO spent the day using helicopters to look for the six abducted individuals, but were unable to locate them. He confirmed the aerial search parties will start again Tuesday morning. VOA was unable to reach UN spokespeople in the DRC, but a short statement confirmed that two members of the panel of experts were missing, and the UN is doing everything possible to locate the experts. The death toll from the landslide at a massive garbage dump in Ethiopia's capital has climbed to more than 60 people. State-controlled media said Monday that at least 62 died in the weekend disaster, while Addis Ababa Mayor Dariba Kuma put the death toll at 65, including 20 men and 45 women. A city spokesman said 49 dwellings were destroyed in the landslide. Rescue workers use bulldozers to move piles of trash to search for survivors, while volunteers dug through the trash with their hands. The National Weather Service says with a little more than a week left before the start of spring, a powerful nor'easter is forecast to develop along the East Coast late Monday and roll through the Northeast into Tuesday. The Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for New York City and parts of northern New Jersey and southern Connecticut. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.